Installhub.com, streamlining your installations.
Another week, another podcast. We've made it to Friday, the 18th of August, and I'm actually joined with a guest. I'm joined with Sri Hollimer, who is founder and MD at Mat Zero. Hey, Sri.
Hi.
Very excited to have you on the podcast because you've got a very interesting story about the product that you founded. And I just think it's brilliant, really. I think what you're doing from a humanitarian perspective is brilliant. And I think the story about how it all came to fruition is even better. So just explain to the listeners kind of what Mat Zero is.
Well, yeah, firstly, thank you for the warm welcome. It's really great to be on the show. So essentially, Mat Zero is a safe and sustainable heating solution for refugees, disaster relief and informal settlements. So what we've done is designed an off-grid heating solution that consists of three parts. So one part is the solar panel, so it could be also any renewable energy source. The second part is essentially a battery which encapsulates that and renewable energy. And the third part, the innovation part and the really exciting part, is the heated mat. Essentially, without any images, if you picture a warm yoga mat, that is the product. You simply sit and or lay on it, interact as you wish, and the warmth comes from the ground up.
Now, how has this come about? This is obviously so needed, but how is it that you kind of thought, I want to create this mat? How did that come about?
So I think it's definitely got to do with my sort of background and upbringing. I was really fortunate enough that I grew up outside of the UK, abroad, mainly in Asia. And now my parents are based in the Middle East. So I was definitely exposed to sort of the developing world from birth. So for, again, another bit of background, I studied product design and technology at Loughborough University. Part of your final year project, a bit like your dissertation, we had to have design a product from scratch, solving a real life problem. So I saw this as a real opportunity to sort of bridge, I guess, who I am and all my passions together. So I, you know, I've got a big love for the environment. I love green tech, all this innovation happening around clean energy and how we can harness the sun and wind.
Yeah.
I obviously, through my background, I really wanted to do something impactful rather than simply adding another product that is only to the small percentage of the Western world. So yeah, I guess it was a real opportunity for me to kind of combine all these things. And so I set off looking at the long list of problems that are faced in sort of developing countries and then narrowed it down to refugee camp specific because they function slightly differently from other settlements. A lot of these problems are system-based solutions without a physical product. And so I ended up sort of landing on heating as something that needed a physical object but hadn't been really addressed. They're often quick fix solutions of supplying gas heaters or simply just burning objects around them. And so yeah, that's where the story was kind of born and started.
So it all started from a passion and a project at uni, which is great because I'm sure many people listening will think, God, I remember doing dissertations and actually, you know, it never became my future.
A bit of PTSD coming through, yeah.
Yeah, of course, it never became my future. I never became founder and MD of what I created at uni, which is why I think it's so cool. So this is the story that I like. So I'm a firm believer of right place, right time. And you were exactly that, weren't you? So just explain how your uni dissertation and you displaying it ended up with you then getting backing funding and now a product that's about to hit the market, because it's a very cool story, Sri.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be selected as part of the Loughborough representative team at New Designers. New Designers London is a huge expo of, I guess, top designers from each school and each course or universities across the UK. So I displayed Mat Zero there and, you know, got quite a bit of attention, just a lot of interest in the story. But I was fortunate enough to grab the interest of the organizer of Green Grads, which she, the amazing woman, Barbara, she facilitates shows and basically gets an audience behind a lot of these students who have done a project in sort of the green space. So you get a lot of students making products out of eco materials and things like that. So she really took a shine to the story and then invited me to a show in Manchester. And this actually was a pottery show, so I did stand out a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing
I managed to get the attention of Dr. Alan James, who is now a director in the company of Mat Zero. And we just got talking. At the time, I was a bit pinching myself, like, surely this isn't really happening. He's talking business here, and I've got no idea about any of this.
Yeah, of course.
So I was a bit in shock, but you know, after every Zoom call, it got a bit more and more serious, and thinking that yeah, we can actually do this and bring this to market. And to be honest, this was something I wanted to pick up after having a bit more experience under my belt. You know, maybe worked for another startup.
Yep, of course.
Further down the line, so that I could do it with, you know, my own network and things like that. But the opportunity came, and you can't say no. So here we are today. Yeah, having funding, raise investment through the network of my board of directors, which I'm very, very fortunate to have on board and backing me and giving me advice and supporting me. So yeah, we're entering a very exciting stage of product development, getting closer every day to what a product would look like if it was launched. So yeah, really exciting, pinching myself still.
It's so exciting. And you're doing some product testing, am I right? There's some product testing going on at the moment.
Yes, so we're working closely with the Energy House as part of University of Salford. So essentially what they've got there are these massive chambers, the size to fit two fully brick, like four bed houses in. So these are absolutely huge chambers. And what you can do with these chambers is control temperature and climate. So you can go up from 50 degrees, I believe, down to minus 20.
Yep.
And so what we've managed to do is I managed to get a refugee tent flown in from Pakistan. I'll tell you, that's probably one of the biggest stresses I've had so far.
Anything to do with transportation, seriously, particularly
this
at the moment.
62 kilos, so I don't think anyone wanted to touch it.
No, that's it would have been easier to have flown a baby elephant over, possibly.
Probably. Well, we got it in the end. We set it up, and there's a running joke of how many PhDs does it take up to put a refugee tent. The answer is four. it was quite fun. And now what we've got are a bunch of prototypes in there being tested in cold conditions, because you know we're in the summer right now, so
of course
it's great to have this kind of climate controlled setup. So every iteration of prototype, we learn something new. We can then bring I make the changes personally. I've got a space in Somerset House as part of Maker University, where they've got workshop facilities, and so I'm in there building the next prototype to then go to Manchester and test it out again. So it's a bit of a cycle, but it's a fun one, and every designer's dream to just be able to do that.
Absolutely. And it's trial and error. But for those who don't understand, at the university, they basically create in these chambers real life scenarios. They will basically simulate and emulate what the conditions could be like for you to then see if the mat works and presumably sustains heat. And how's that going, Sri? How is the mat doing? Is it going well?
Oh, it's going really well. I was spent a few days there myself, just sitting on the mat and trying to put myself in sort of the shoes of our beneficiaries of the product. So yeah, we've learned a lot about, particularly about insulation and how to retain that heat, because at 5 degrees, when you've got a mat warming up to 35, it loses the heat very quickly. So we're learning a lot about ways where we can contain that and tweak little design adjustments. For example, also portability, me having to drag it from London to Manchester, I also learn a lot about how this thing can actually be transported. So it's real life, so it's really exciting.
It really, really is. And I think, you know, it will go from strand to strand. Your testing will obviously continue to happen. You're literally living it, which I think is the best way to produce any product, to actually kind of live it and pretend that you yourself are using the product, which I think at the minute you're eating, sleeping and breathing Mat Zero, no?
It is a 24-hour job, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And what's great about the testing that we're doing in Manchester is that this will lead to real life field trials, where we've got the product in the real world being tested by people who aren't so close to the project. So then we get a real sense of feedback of how successful the product is in keeping people warm.
Fabulous. And it is a great cause. It's needed. I have no doubt we will see this. When do you think, Sri, when's this going to hit market? Come on, let's talk positively now. Let's manifest.
Well, we are on track to launch our new design. So from what I did at uni, so the new and improved version from all the testing that we've done, all the work behind the scenes and design in October at ADEX. And ADEX is the largest humanitarian sort of trade show expo with very similar startups and established NGOs all in one place. So that's where we found the perfect place to launch our next our design. And so once that's out there, we are looking to do a few small testing within, potentially locally within the UK, across the winter. And then from there, hopefully we'll have it in production with, a year later.
So exciting. Honestly, I love this. I think you are absolute proof, Sari, that, you know, sky's the limits. And, you know, when you're at uni and you're doing these dissertations, don't just think it's a throwaway project. It's a lot of your time that you're putting in. And okay, it's supposed to be a hypothetical made up scenario, but you're proof that sometimes it can become reality.
Exactly. Yeah. Always study hard.
So if anybody wants to go and have a look at the product, presumably they can check it out online.
Well, we've got already a website live. The next website will launch along with the launch of the product. We also have Instagram, and then I post updates on my personal LinkedIn profile as well.
Fabulous. So for anyone who wants to look at the product and follow Sari's journey, because I know I most definitely am, it's MAT, that's one T, and then an actual zero, as in the number zero. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Instagram's with an LTD at the end.
Okay, limited. Fabulous stuff. Well, thank you so much, Sari Holmer, for talking to me today, founder and MD at Mat Zero. I cannot wait to follow this project. Please promise me that when you're a little further down the line, you'll jump back on the pod and update all the listeners.
Oh, 100%. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.